菅雅子姉妹ですね、東京会最長老の今86歳、明日誕生日で87歳に迎えられる菅さんに証しをしてくださいます。それでは、通訳ジョエルさんでよろしくお願いいたします。
なお賛美します。私の長い人生の越し方を明かしさせていただきます。私は母を小学3年の時亡くしました。父は母の供養のため近所の墓所にあるお地蔵さんに煮出しの炊きたてのご飯を備え、私は小屋の掃除をして共に祈りました。この時私はなんとなく違和感がして、拝むべきものは別人あるとおぼろげながら感は思いました。まだ神を知らなかったからでしょう。人すべてに与えられた信仰心の芽生えを申しましょうか。
I praise God for this opportunity today to share with all of you a testimony about this long life of mine. I lost my mother when I was in third grade of elementary school. At my mother's grave, we placed an Ojizo-san, which is a Buddhist idol, in hopes that she would rest peacefully in the next life. And we would place rice in front of the idol. It was my responsibility to clean the grave, and my father and I often went there to pray together for my mother. But even as a child, I thought there was something strange about that. And while I couldn't identify what it was, I felt that like there was something or someone different we should worship. At that time, I still didn't know God, but a seed of faith was planted within me that each person has been given a heart to worship something more.
私の育った時代は日中戦争、太平洋戦争として、私たちは軍国日本の教育を受けました。これは岐阜県ですが、やがて昭和20年8月、敗戦に終わり、その後の国内でのあらゆる困難の中で、食糧難、価値観難のざわめきなどで乱れておりました。徳島である時、近在に小さな伝道所のあることを知りました。ちょうどクリスマスの頃で、天には神の栄光、地には平和のメッセージが強く私の心を引きました。その後は飛ぶようにして伝道所に通いました。
I grew up in Gifu Prefecture. In my childhood, Japan and China were at war, and later the Pacific War, or World War II, broke out, and we were indoctrinated with nationalistic military propaganda. Japan lost the war in August 1945, and the nation was thrown into a state of confusion. We were very poor, with a severe food shortage, and the economic flux was totally unstable. Around that time, I became aware of a mission in Tokushima. I heard a message at Christmas based on the angel's proclamation, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth. This message greatly touched my heart, and after that, I began regularly going to that mission place.
その結婚、あと死後に、夫の職務上のつまずきから出産を控えていた私は、父の学校の転任について東京に移りました。この時進駐軍によって薬剤を背中に噴霧されて船に乗りました。その後別れ別れに住んでいましたが、何の手違いかとはの別れ時などとは思いもよらず、10年後先方は新たな結婚を選びました。その悲しみに打ちひしがれて必死に祈りました。強くなろうと祈っているうちに体中が光というか暖かく包まれました。
About 6 months after getting married, I moved to Tokyo with my father, who was a teacher and was changing schools, because my husband lost his job and I was pregnant at that time. As I was moving, the people left behind became ill from the effects of the chemical warfare used by the Allied forces beforehand. Though it was against my wishes, because of the surrounding circumstances, my marriage relationship became difficult and failed. It was so painful for me, and I prayed for strength. As I prayed, it was like a great light covered over me and was within me.
ある日の説教の中で、コリント2章の 2節から4節。すると、私の恵みは十分である。力は弱さの中でこそ十分に発揮されるのだ。だから、キリストの力が私のうちに宿るように、むしろ喜んで自分の弱さを誇りましょう。体中が電気で打たれたように、この御言葉が差し通り、とどまるところなく涙を流しました。
I was faithfully going to church, and in one sermon I heard a message from 1 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, and realized that the power of God's grace comes through my weakness. Oppositely, because Christ's power resides in me, I can joyfully boast in my weakness.Like powerful electricity running through my body, that scripture hit my heart, and I was moved to tears and couldn't stop crying.
すぐお隣にいた5歳になったばかりの坊やが、今朝お父ちゃまが おでんを投げつけたの。今日はお母ちゃまが怒ってるよと訴えるのでした。私はイエス様のお話を読んで聞かせました。やがてその坊やは金沢に引っ越しました。そして子供の白血病とかがんにかかって亡くなる前、僕は神様の子供ですから天国に行きますとのはがきをくれました。あの時のお話が心に宿って信仰を持って証しをしてくれました。幼子のごとくならなければ神の国に入ることはできない。この坊やによって信仰の道を教えられました。
Around that same time, my next door neighbor's son, who was 5 years old, came to me and told me, "This morning my daddy was very angry and threw his dishes at my mommy and she was very scared." So I shared with him the story of Jesus. Later this boy moved to Kanazawa and developed leukemia. But before he died, he sent me a postcard and said, "I'm God's child, so when I die, I'll go to heaven." He was sharing his testimony of faith with me, and I realized that what I shared stayed in his heart and blossomed into faith. The Bible says, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Through this boy, I learned the pathway of faith.
昭和40年、父の急死、さまざまな行事を成し終えて、久しぶりに大工町を歩いていたとき、この世の現実の中で天国を感じた。忘れ得ぬ思い出であります。その後家を建て、一軒は神様の御用に使わせていただこうと祈っておりました。ちょうどジョン・オズボーン系の発案である LST の親子にさせていただきました。およそ10年間楽しく皆様にも喜んでいただけました。また一方家庭集会もいたしました。
In 1965, my father died suddenly and I was facing some other struggles. While taking a walk in my neighborhood and thinking about all of these things, I thought again about heaven and felt the touch of God. We had a new house built and I prayed that God would use it for his purposes. Sometime later, John Osborne introduced us at Mito Church to the Let's Start Talking program. and my house was used as a place for the LSD workers to stay. For 10 years, I was so pleased to see the house used as a blessing for that ministry. It was also used as a gathering place for home group Bible study and fellowship while the Obatas were ministering here in Mito.
ある日、かすかに美しい歌声が心に響きました。内在する罪の問題、ロマ書、信徒への手紙、6章、7節から25節。自分の望む善を行わず、望まない悪を行っている。自分を顧みるとき、知らず知らずのうちに間違い、自己中心による過ち、罪人としての思いを強く感じます。人間の現在として思います。
I don't know if it was the voice of an angel or what, but one day I felt as though there was a beautiful, small singing voice calling to my heart. I was struggling with sin, and the words of Romans 7, 6-25 came to my heart.For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep doing. As I examined myself, I realized again my thoughtlessness in returning to a life of selfishness and self-centered living. This is the condition of every human.
私も年を重ねて明日で87歳になります。日々衰えていく肉体。老いの問題、不安、死を思うことが多くなります。神はあなたの悩みの日に我を呼べ。あなたは、私はあなたを助け、あなたは私をあがめるであろうとの主の御言葉は、ここに希望があります。終わりまでよりよく神の愛と大憐れみによって過ごしたいと思います。教会の兄弟姉妹の方には本当に心からなるお支えを感謝いたします。
The years are continuing to grow longer, and I will be 87 years old tomorrow. My body is weakening, and each day my health gives more cause to worry.I grow closer to staring death in the face. But in Psalm 50, verse 15, God says to us, Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. I find incredible hope in those words. Until my end, I intend to live more deeply each day in God's love and mercy. I'm also more and more thankful for my Christian brothers and sisters in the church here and their support.
ヨハネ14章6私は道であり真理であり命である私を通らなければ誰も父のもとへ行くことはできない人生すべてのことは過ぎ去っていきますが神の御言葉は永遠ですその時その時に求めをさらば与えられんで時にかなって良き道を備えていてくださいます。まことに聖書は私どもの生きる道を示し、従っていくことによって生活の基本として愛なる神への感謝を覚えます。
In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life.No one comes to the Father except through me. Our lives are temporary, but God's word is eternal. The Bible also says, Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. At just the right time, God prepares the way for you in your life. I am truly thankful to my loving God, who has shown me the way to live through his word, and I try to live daily a life of obedience on that foundation.
アッシリのフランシスコの祈り主よあなたの平和の道具としてお使いください憎しみのあるところに信頼を誤っているところに真理を絶望のあるところに希望を闇に光を悲しみのあるところに 喜びをもたらすものに来てください。慰められるよりは慰めること、理解されるよりは理解することを、愛されるよりは愛することを私が求めますように。なぜなら私は与えるから受け、許すから許されて、自分を捨て死ぬことによって永遠の生命をいただくからです。主イエス様の十字架の死によって私たちは罪に許され、あがなわれて復活の主によって生かされていることを感謝します。
I'm reading the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console.To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Because of the cross and death of Jesus, I am forgiven and saved, and can live because of the resurrected Jesus. For this I am thankful.
希望を保うほどにこの世を愛された神に感謝するものであります。最後にイエス様が奇跡を行われたように、信仰のあるところに神様のご計画と奇跡を感じるものでございます。ご清聴をありがとうございました。
Just as at the end of Jesus' life He performed a miracle through coming back to life through his resurrection. I see the power of God at work in creating this world and also in his work in my life. And for that I want to be thankful. Thank you so much for sharing with me today and hearing my testimony.
はい、母さんありがとうございました。 Thank you very much。
あ、どうもすみません
。出ます。で、勘姉妹の信仰生活に感謝しています。We are encouraged when we get to hear the testimonies of other people, and I'm thankful for Sister Masako Khan and for her faith and for sharing that with all of us. まず、詩編77編から、また11節と12節を新改訳から読みしたいと思います。新共同訳は12節と13節。I'm going to read again from Psalm 77, 11 and 12, first in Japanese and then in English.
私は主の御業を思い起こそう。まことに昔からのあなたの くすしい技を思い起こそう。私はあなたのなさったすべてのことを思いを巡らし、あなたの御業を静かに考えよう。
I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all of your works and consider all of your mighty deeds.
勘姉妹の証を聞くと、彼女の人生に神様はどういうふうに動いたか、それをもう一回思い出して、その旅を また見て神様の恵みを気づいています。
When we hear the testimony this morning, we can hear that Sister Khan remembers how God is at work in her life. She remembers the ways that He is active and how His grace is enacted in her life and is thankful for that.
で私たちも聖書を読んでそれぞれのところを神様の恵み神様がなさったことをもう一回覚えてきます。特に例えば創世記の9章の15節に神様がノアとノアの家族ご家族の救いをまた思い出すためにその虹の際も置いておきました。
In Genesis 9:15, we can read the story in the Old Testament of Noah. And there, God gives the gift of the rainbow as his sign, as a way to help Noah and his family remember the ways that he was active in their life, the ways that he saved them.
またイスラエル人がエジプトから奴隷から自由になった時にも神様がその自由さを与えてくださったことでその過ぎ越しさえを毎年毎年行われた。今でもある人はそれを行ってまた覚えてきます。こういうふうに神様が私たちの人生に働いています。動いています。それを毎年それを覚えて祝っています。
So, even with the Israelites, when they are freed from Egypt, when they're freed from their slavery, they take time, they set aside time every year to celebrate the Passover.This was their time to remember what God had done. To remember, to place a strong symbol in their life. This is how God worked. God has made me free. And they were able to celebrate that.
イエス様と弟子たちも、その新約聖書に、その過ぎ越し祭を祝った時に、主の食卓の意味もつけて、これからイエス様が私たちのためになさったことをまた覚えて祝います。先ほど私たちもそれを行って祝いました。
And also even in the New Testament then Jesus and his disciples are participating in the Passover and Jesus gives a new meaning. You know, he makes it the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper and he says this will be for you to remember what I have doneFor you, what I have done in your life. We just celebrated that ourselves, and we continue to celebrate that on a weekly basis.
ですから、この間、今朝、勘違いが分かち合ったことで、私たちも神様はどういうふうに私たちの人生に働いているのか、何をなさった。ことをまた覚えなきゃいけないと私は思っています。
So, just as Sister Khan shared in her testimony, we also need to be reflecting, just as Noah did, just as the Israelites did, just as Jesus and his disciples do. We need to be reflecting, how is God at work in my life? In what ways is he blessing me? And we need to celebrate those things.
神様はいろんな方法で私たちを探し求めています。一番最初に勘違いが分かち合ったこと、はっきりこれは神様と分からなかったけど、どうしてもいろんな方法で神様が自分を勘違いに表しました。自分を表しました。私たちにもそういう経験があります。
So I believe that God pursues us. God is wanting to show himself to us. And he uses all kinds of different ways. In the testimony this morning, Sister Khan shared about when she was a child, she couldn't necessarily even recognize yet that it was God, but she knew that there was something else, that there was something different. And God will use any way that he can to pursue us, to pursue a relationship with us.
神様は私たちと親しい関係を持ちたい。 また、監視前の話を聞くと、 その御言葉を通して心の中に動いていた。 それは神様が彼女の人生を引っ張っていて、 その親しい関係を持つようにと私が思っています。 で、私たちにも その御言葉によって、他の人によって、その経験によって、もしくは苦難によっても私たちを引っ張っています。So
I believe that God wants a close relationship with us, and he will use his word, he will use other people. I believe he will even use struggles in our life as a way to pull on us, because more than anything, he desires to have that close relationship with us.
神様は愛を見せるために私たちに思い出を与える。やっぱり大変な時では、 今まで神様が私のために成せたことをもう一回思い出すと、あ、やっぱり神様はこういう神です、とまたはっきり覚えてきて、でそれでもまた神様の方向に行ってる。聖書にもそれはよくあります。でも私たちの人生にもそれがあると思います。
So I believe that God establishes memories as his way to show love to us. When we are struggling, if we can go back and remember the way that God worked at another time in our life, that serves as a reminder, that serves to strengthen our faith, to pull us back to God. So I believe that our memories are actually a blessing, a gift from God.
で、神様は今のままの私たちを使える。さっきヘリクラって、その罪の中で神様が監視前を通して、その小さい子にイエス様の話も明かして、で、その子は信仰を持ったことを、 とても素晴らしいこと。私たちはよくこの罪があるから神様は私を使えないとよく間違えて思います。でも神様は私たちを帰る途中でも私たちを使えると思います。
So God can use us even in our brokenness. Sister Khan shared some of her struggles, some of her hurts. And in the midst of those hurts, God was able to place her into the life of that little boy to share the story of Jesus. Through that, that boy was able to have faith in him. And I think a lot of times we just focus on our brokenness and think that God cannot use us. But even in our brokenness, sometimes even because of our brokenness, God can use us in those moments.
で、今週この質問があります。神様はあなたの人生にどのように神様の愛が働いているのを覚えさせていますか？神様はあなたの人生に どのように神様の愛が働いているのを覚えさせていますか?
So a reflection question for you this week is, how is God reminding you of his love at work in your life? This morning, we're hearing, we are remembering what God has done. Even using the Bible, we are using that. So think about your own life. How is God working at your life, in your life right now, to remind you of that? で、最後に、この詩編25の5節と6節。これは また新改訳なんですけど、詩編25章の5節と6節、祈りとしてお願いします。So I'd like to close with using the words from Psalm 5 and 6 to bring together what we've heard this morning and to use this as a prayer.
あなたの真理のうちに私を導き、私を教えてください。あなたこそ私の救いの神。私はあなたを一日中待ち望んでいるのです。主よ、あなたの憐れみと恵みを覚えていてください。それらは常しえからあったのですから。
Guide me in your truth and teach me.For you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old.